And welcome to the 5th annual Trans History Month celebration here in the city and county of San Francisco. My name is Honey Mahogany, and I'm the director of the Office of Transgender Initiatives. And it is my honor to welcome you into this space and to acknowledge that we are in Yalamu. That is the name of the unceded land of the Remetush and Muwekma Ohlone people who have been here since time immemorial and are still here. We honor our Two-Spirit elders and leaders such as Holy Old Man Bull, Land O'Lakes, Angel Fabian, and everyone at the Bay Area American Indian Two-Spirits. Thank you for your ongoing work and continued stewardship. We also acknowledge that trans people have been here in this world since the dawn of time. As far back as we can go, there are depictions of trans people across the globe. The very oldest writings we have, dating back to ancient Sumeria over 4,000 years ago today, tell of the goddess Inanna, who had the power to change her gender and the gender of other people. And in those same writings, we have references to people of a third gender. The truth, which Trans History Month so beautifully illustrates for us, is that we are here, we have always been here, and we will always be here. From the Bernesha of the Balkans to the Hijras of India, the Fafafine and Fakaleti and the Mahu of the islands and the Mushe of Mexico, trans people exist and have existed throughout space and time and are an integral part of our global histories, our cultures, and our families. Today, you will hear from a variety of speakers on the many amazing pieces of our trans history from both community and city leaders. Now, without further ado, let me introduce to you our first speaker, the mayor of the city and county of San Francisco, the Honorable Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Happy Trans History Month, everybody. Thank you. Good afternoon, and I appreciate everyone taking time to be here with us in August of 1966. Right here in San Francisco, a trans woman resisted arrest, an act of courage that ignited the Compton cafeteria riot and became a defining moment in the fight for transgender rights. Today, 59 years later, we kick off Transgender History Month by raising the transgender flag, a symbol of San Francisco's legacy of social progress. It is a powerful reminder of the fight for trans rights that started at the Compton cafeteria right here in the Tenderloin, just a few blocks from this building. We know this, that trans communities across this country are under attack. Protecting their rights are as important as ever. So far this year, nearly 1,000 anti-trans bills have been introduced in Congress and state capitals throughout the country. 120 of them have passed into law. These bills target almost every aspect of trans lives, from healthcare and education to access to public spaces. Talking with many of you over the past few months, and again here today, I hear your anger. I know your fears. I see also the power of your resistance. And I am inspired by the courage it takes to come forward with joy in these uncertain times. This month, we celebrate the trans community, and we also acknowledge that celebration is not enough, tolerance is not enough. That's why this administration is here to walk alongside you every single day. Alongside our supervisors who are represented here today, Connie Chan, Bilal Mahmood, Matt Dorsey, I thank you for being here. This is the only city in the world with an office led by and for transgender people. We continue to invest in critical programs and services to protect this community. When trans-affirming healthcare is being attacked, we support community groups like Lion Martin. When trans people come to San Francisco seeking safety and hope for a better life, we support them through organizations like TAJA's Coalition and TGIJP. For our trans immigrant community, we continue to fund legal services through organizations like the LGBTQ Asylum Project and Parivar. And we know at the same time that homelessness remains one of San Francisco's most urgent challenges and disproportionately impacts our transgender and gender diverse neighbors. In 2024, 9% of our city's homeless population identified as transgender and gender diverse, more than double what it was in 2022. Our response must meet this moment, and it is. We're creating interim housing and drug treatment resources and building affordable housing so our trans neighbors can have stable homes. San Francisco is doing the hard work to build systems of care, shelter, and safety that serve everyone, including our transgender community. The world, as it always has, is looking to us to be the beacon for the trans community. San Francisco remains steadfast. We will continue to stay true to our history and cherish our trans community for making San Francisco the city we know and love today. As the trans flag flies over City Hall, let it remind us of how far we've come and how much further we have to go to show up for each other, fight for each other, and care for each other. We have the fire chief here, Dean Crispin. We have our interim police chief here, Paul Yep. We have our treasurer and our public defender here. Thank you both for being here. Thank you for being here. I also want to thank Jupiter. Where's Jupiter? There you are. Jupiter, thank you for leading the movement that brings us here today. We were the first city in the country to declare August as Transgender History Month, to recognize the cultural and historical contributions of transgender people. In 2023, thanks to Assemblymember Matt Haney, August was officially recognized as Transgender History Month across the state of California. I also want to thank the Transgender Cultural District for partnering with us on this event and their ongoing work for our community. And thank you. And I want to acknowledge you, honey, for all of your work. I want to honor you, the Office of Transgender Initiatives, and the Transgender Advisory Committee for their continued advocacy. Thank you. If I missed elected officials, we got a couple other speakers. I want to thank you all, though, for standing here, being here today, as we work to champion equality and protect the rights of our trans community. People are looking at us. They are looking at our city. And we must continue to lead the way, and we will. Honey, come on up here, please. I'm going to say it again. I am happy to declare August Transgender History Month in San Francisco.
Give it up one more time for Mayor Daniel Lurie. Up next, we have a special treat. I'd like to welcome opera singer Lucia Lucas to perform Demeter from The World's Wife.
My broken heart, I tried that, but it skimmed flat over the frozen you. smiling, none too soon, with a small shy mouth of a new moon.
Time for Lucia Lucas, everyone. I believe you can catch her later this week at Expansive, isn't that right? And the producers of Expansive are here and are in fact co-producing today's event. Please welcome the co-directors of the Transgender District, Brianna McCree and Carlo Gomez Arteaga.
Transgender History Month, everyone. I want to do something a little different today. Since we are here to honor history, I wanted to talk about the people who've helped shape my history here in San Francisco. And I'm going to try to get through this without crying because I know I'm very emotional. So this month, I honor the brilliance and legacy of our local heroes and sheroes who have helped shape my San Francisco. To Miss Billie Cooper, who has transformed her journey through addiction to creating the first transgender support group at the AIDS Foundation. To my family at Ella Parivar and Instituto for safeguarding our immigrants' rights and protections. To Gael, our fierce advocate for transgender youth here in San Francisco. To Diamond Wave, for your commitment to creating affirming programming for the voices of our non-binary community. To my children, Janelle and Spring, for creating powerful pathways of healing and reconnecting to the earth from your visionary program, the Transcend Retreat. To my family at TGIJP, Janetta Johnson is working tirelessly making sure our incarcerated family have the necessary resources and reentry services they need to rejoin us here in community. We miss you. To Trans Thrive and Once What Was Ark of Refuge, creating safe and affirming spaces for my community seeking healing, community, and support. To the liberation of the Compton's Cafeteria Building, thank you for your work and your support. To Susan Stryker, Andrea Horn, and now Dr. Megan for preserving the rich cultural history that has always been erased. Thank you for uncovering the history here in San Francisco. To Honey Mahogany, Janetta Johnson, and Aria Saeed for creating the first legally recognized transgender district located here in San Francisco. Thank you. These are the people that have helped shape my history. Transgender history is not just my history, it is your history. It is American history. As we move through this world today, knowing our place, we are solidified in history. Happy Transgender History Month to my family here in San Francisco. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor Leary, supervisors, distinguished guests, and of course, our beloved community. We're living in a time when our communities are being scapegoated at unprecedented levels. They blame us for their failures as leaders who refuse to deliver on the most basic of human needs, food, housing, and health care, and also our dignity. But let me be clear, we are not the problem. The problem is a system that distracts and divides and denies justice to protect its own power. At the Transgender District, we respond by investing directly in the brilliance of our people. We preserve and uplift our trans history. We expand access to rent-stabilizing housing. We grow microeconomies with artists and entrepreneurs who give back to their communities and cultivate spaces where trans and non-binary people can realize their dreams. Too often, the only story that's told about us is about how we survive. But what the world tries so hard to erase is this, that we are a community of vibrant creation. At this moment, we must remember the words of the great Pauli Murray. True community is based upon equality, mutuality, and reciprocity. And it affirms the richness of the individual diversity as well as common human ties that bind us together. During these times, we have to remember that unity is our strength when they try to pit us against one another by race, by class, by migration status, or by our identity. We must stand together. One attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. We must center and lift the material conditions of those most vulnerable and marginalized in our communities and improve their well-being. Our struggles are interconnected. Allyship is our strongest asset. We must lift each other up, listen to marginalized voices, and fight alongside those who are most targeted, because solidarity is not just the word, it's action. It shows up, it speaks up, it refuses to be left behind. We must reclaim our history because our history is power. They erase our stories, they try to make us forget how we've resisted, but we've built movements. We've done all this before and will continue to do it again. Change is possible when we stand together. So today, let us reject the lies that blame us for their failures, and let us continue to build a true community rooted in equality, mutuality, and reciprocity. Let us move forward not as victims, but as warriors for justice, because together we are unstoppable. Thank you.
Thank you both so much for your continued leadership and for co-sponsoring today's event. I'd now like to introduce the architect of Transgender History Month. Welcome activist Jupiter Peraza.
Hello, everybody. Happy Transgender History Month. Ms. Billy Cooper, may you remind us again? Happy Transgender History Month. Thank you so much, Ms. Billy Cooper. We love you. I am so happy to be here with you all to celebrate once again Transgender History Month. And as I ponder about how I would like to interpret this year's Transgender History Month within the context of what we are experiencing as a multifaceted and non-monolithic community, I am immediately reminded of the transgender immigrants who have made the city what it is today. I think about La Cubana Adela Vasquez, who was one of the first trans Latinas to work for the city of San Francisco in HIV care. And Teresita La Campesina, who was a trans Mexican ranchera singer who lit up the mission's Latinx bars like La India Bonita and Esta Noche during the 1990s. I honor them today. I would also like to recognize the brave sacrifice of transgender immigrant leaders whose visibility providing direct services to San Francisco's transgender community and bold advocacy at the local, state, and national level have contributed to the anxiety and fear we experience during this current federal administration. Transgender immigrants like Nicole Santamaria, Sofia Dorantes, Jesse Ruiz, Whit Guerrero, and Anjali Remy, and countless others who put themselves at risk every single day in order to be dedicated public servants to our communities. I say thank you to you for your sacrifices and for carrying such heavy experiences of transgender immigrants with such courage and grace. And San Francisco is the sanctuary it is because of your leadership and advocacy. I stand here as a proud trans immigrant from Sonora, Mexico, who came to San Francisco 10 years ago this August to attend San Francisco State University. I am proud to be an immigrant. I am proud of my immigrant parents, and I am proud to know what it is like to wake up every single day and devote yourself to your work in order to care and provide for your community. Above all, I am proud to be a San Franciscan, knowing that this city is a sanctuary for transgender people and immigrants. And there is no and will never be no place for ICE in this city. Many of us cannot afford to remain silent. We must wake up every single day and fight for society to recognize our humanity, not only because we are trans, but because we are also immigrants. And I say that we are not pawns of a political campaign, a line item on a budget, or a punchline in a joke. No piece of legislation will ever strip us of our truth. No amount of policing will extinguish the eternal flame of our trans identity within. Nurture that flame. Hone it. Build your power and your pride, because they might take everything, but they will never be able to take away that. Thank you so much. Happy Transgender History Month. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you again, Jupiter, for your vision and advocacy and for bringing us all together today. Up next, I'd like to bring forward a commissioner of the Immigrants' Rights Commission. Please welcome Jesse Ruiz.
Gracias, es mi primera vez aquí, so estoy un poco nerviosa. Feliz día del mes histórico trans. Gracias por darme la oportunidad de ser parte de esta hermosa celebración. Gracias San Francisco por abrirnos el corazón y el espacio para existir, resistir y brillar. Hoy nos reunimos para conmemorar y celebrar el mes de la historia trans en San Francisco, reconocido oficialmente cada agosto aquí en San Francisco, la primera ciudad en Estados Unidos en ser reconocida. Dedicada a nuestro eterno para honrar a todas nuestras hermanas trans. Gracias al Distrito de la Misión, Iniciativas Transgénero. Gracias, Jupiter Peraza, por esta inalcanzable lucha porque la ciudad de California nos reconozca oficialmente en agosto como el mes histórico de las mujeres trans. Este reconocimiento no solo es una, una celebración, es un compromiso real con la dignidad de la justicia y la visibilidad de las personas trans. Es un llamado a la acción para construir un mundo donde ser trans no significa luchar por existir, sino tener el derecho pleno de vivir con libertad, seguridad y orgullo. Este mes está dedicado a quienes abrieron caminos en medio de la nada, a quien con valentía vivieron en verdad cuando el mundo no estaba listo para nosotras, a quienes resisten y persisten cada día con amor, fuerza y esperanza. Es tiempo de celebrar nuestra historia, una historia de resistencia, creatividad y liderazgo. Este mes honramos a quienes ya no están con nosotras, a quienes fueron víctimas de la violencia transfóbica, y juraremos que nunca serán olvidadas. So everybody please repeat with me. ¡Viva Lizeth Sánchez!
¡Viva Lizeth Sánchez!
¡Viva Michelle Henry!
¡Viva Michelle Henry!
¡Viva Avery!
¡Viva Avery!
¡Viva Nicole! Viva Dayan. Viva Adela Vázquez. Viva Campton Cafetería. Son nombres que viven en nuestros corazones con mucho amor. También es momento de alzar la voz por quienes aún luchamos por acceso digno a vivienda, a salud y a empleo. Hoy me siento muy orgullosa de vivir en la ciudad de San Francisco, y más me siento orgullosa de ser una mujer transgénero latina mexicana. Gracias.
Just bear with me, I'm a little nervous. Happy month of transgender history. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be part of this beautiful celebration. Thank you, San Francisco, for opening our hearts and spaces to exist, resist, and shine. Today we gather to commemorate and celebrate Transgender History Month, officially recognized every August here in San Francisco, the first city in the United States to dedicate the entire month to honoring our trans sisters. Thank you to the Trans District, the Office of Transgender Initiatives, and Jupiter Peraza for their tireless struggle to have August officially recognized as Transgender History Month in California. Without your courage, leadership, this moment would not be possible. This recognition is not just a symbolic act, it is a real commitment to the dignity, justice, and visibility of transgender people. It is a call to action to build a world where being trans does not mean fighting for your existence, but having the full right to live with freedom, security, and pride. This month is dedicated to those who open the paths in the midst of silence, those who bravely live their truth when the world was not ready, those who resist and persist every day with love, strength, and hope. It's time to celebrate our history, a history of resilience, creativity, and leadership. It's time to honor those who are no longer with us, who were victims of transphobic violence. It's time for us to swear that they will never be forgotten. Please repeat after me again. Viva Lizeth Sánchez.
Viva Lizeth Sánchez.
Viva Michelle Henry.
Viva Michelle Henry.
Viva Ivory.
Viva
Ivory. Viva Nicole.
Viva Nicole.
Viva Diana.
Viva Diana.
Viva Adela Vázquez.
Viva Adela Vázquez.
Viva Compton's Cafeteria. Their names live in our struggle and in our love. It is also time to raise our voices for those of us who still struggle for decent access to housing, health, employment, and respect. Today, I am deeply proud to live in San Francisco and even more proud to be a trans woman because our history as trans women is not a footnote. It is an essential, living, and powerful part of the history of this city. Happy Transgender History Month, everyone.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for your leadership and your strength, and thank you also, Arturo, for translating for us. Up next, I'd like to bring up another immigrant leader in our community. Many of you know her for her advocacy and for founding Part of Our Bay Area. Please welcome Anjali Rimi.
Good afternoon, folks. I want to take a moment to soak all of this in. This is transgender power right here. Wow. Thank you, Mayor Lori, for redefining what a rainbow haven can look like. Thank you, Honey, and the Office of Transgender Initiatives. And thank you, Jupiter, for making history. And congratulations, everybody, for Transgender History Month. I stand before you as a transgender Indian Kinnar immigrant, a South Asian Indian Hindu woman, and a proud San Franciscan at heart. I'm not here just to reflect on history. I'm here to say that we are all history in making. I am that history in making. I'm San Francisco's first South Asian transgender civil service officer addressing homelessness through my role as the equity officer at HSH, contributing to Mayor Daniel Lori's Breaking the Cycle vision to transform the city's homelessness and behavioral health response with data-driven and equitable reforms that serve our most vulnerable communities, including my very own transgender communities, who are not just remembered on TDOR, but need to be on every single day. But in other things I do, I am the co-founder of Part of Our Bay Area, the nation's only South Asian transgender-led organization, born right here in San Francisco. I helped build a movement about 9 years ago through the Center for Immigrant Protection and the California Coalition of Transgender Immigrants. We uplift, protect, and save California's and San Francisco's immigrant, transgender, and asylees. One such example is our Immigrant Emerging Leadership Program, which has graduated over 110, mostly trans and gender diverse fellows, into civic engagement, advocacy, entrepreneurship, employment since 2022. That is how we show up. But I really want to tell you all, this is not about trans survival. It is about responsibility. As trans San Franciscans, as most people think, we are not just beneficiaries. As you can see around this room, we are champions, we are builders, we are stewards of this city. And we know we owe it to our ancestors to take up space, not just in celebration like today, but also in service. So to my trans siblings, I have a message. We are not only survivors, we are stewards. Let's shape the city's future, not just in protest, but in partnership, in power, and in leadership. But for that, I need everybody, the non-trans people, I'm not going to label you as cis, we must be allowed to exist and be uplifted and be allowed to lead. Give trans a chance and see us shine. Because beyond trans history, we are the future, we are the trans futures. We are not history that happened, we are history happening. Let's make that happen. And San Francisco is our home. United States of America is our home. We are not invisible. We are indispensable. We are very valuable. And happy Transgender History Month. Namaste, salam, Jai Bhavani.
Thank you again, Anjali, for your continued leadership and advocacy and all the work that you do with Parivar and with the City and County of San Francisco. At this time, we are nearing the conclusion of our program, but we have one very important thing we have to do, which is to award our honorees. These are two people who have been absolutely exemplary in their service to the City and County of San Francisco. And first, I'd like to honor Jenna Rapuez. As a dedicated leader in the San Francisco Department of Public Health, serving as the Director of Gender Health SF, your efforts have built a stronger and more vibrant San Francisco. Your commitment to the well-being of marginalized communities and ensuring equitable healthcare access embodies the true values of San Francisco. Congratulations, and we look forward to your continued future contributions to San Francisco and all of the communities that you serve.
All right, Ms. Billy. good afternoon, everyone. It's an honor to be here today, and I want to thank the Office of Transgender Initiative for this recognition. By being acknowledged during the Transgender History Month in the heart of San Francisco, a city that raised me, means more than words can fully express. As a Filipino-American immigrant who grew up in San Francisco at the start of the AIDS epidemic in the early 80s, my work in public health is not just professional. It's deeply personal. For over 25 years, I dedicated my life in advancing transgender HIV prevention, research, public health policy, and access to high-quality gender-affirming care. Not only because it's something that I needed, but it's actually something that helped my community thrive. This journey has never been mine alone. I want to give special love and props to my team at Gender Health SF, to my mentors, especially powerful trans women of color who paved the way, and to my community of beautiful trans and gender diverse people. Together in San Francisco, we built and protected a model of care that affirms our bodies, our identities, and our futures. And together, we've fought to ensure that trans people in the city receive high-quality care with dignity, respect, and agency. We are celebrating today in time of political and social crisis. Across the country, trans rights are under attack. We see states passing cruel laws that target trans youth, criminalize our care, and attempt to erase us from public life. But here in San Francisco, we raise the flag in honor and defiance of our resistance. To every trans and genderverse person out there, your existence is not up for debate. You are loved. You matter. You are everything that they told you not to be, and that is powerful. We have always been here, and no matter the obstacles, we will continue to rise, to lead, to resist, and to heal. Not just for ourselves, but for our generations to come. Our future is ours to claim, and it is bright and colorful as a flag flying outside. A symbol of hope, our resilience, and undeniable presence. Thank you.
And last but certainly not least, I want to welcome Miss Peaches Banks. As a dedicated activist, your leadership and guidance for the last 30 years have been monumental. From your efforts organizing Trans Day of Visibility to involvement in the Trans March, you have inspired future generations. Through your role as a community ambassador at the San Francisco Community Health Center, you have built a stronger and more vibrant San Francisco. Congratulations and thank you for your service.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to take this time to thank the mayor's office, Mayor Daniel Leary, and the City and County of San Francisco, and the Transgender Office of Initiatives for this amazing honor. I would like to thank Ms. Billy Cooper, Honey Mahogany, Ms. Shante Jackson, my nurse, Paul and Seville Christian, who I met when I first came to San Francisco, and really took care of me. I would also like to take this time to thank my creator and the ancestors. And I would like to thank my tribe and my community for standing with me. On this evening, because of great women in my life, my mother, Betty Louise Banks, my grandmother, Bessie Bryant, my great aunt, Tacy Odom Parker, for they were the wind beneath my wings. For I stand here this evening because of the honorable trailblazers such as Mother Marsha P. Johnson, Silva Rivera, Mother Major Gracie, who is our living legend and legacy, my Bishop Yvette Flounder, and Mother Shirley Miller, who are my spiritual mothers, who also are gospel music trailblazers and icons. For I would like to, I wouldn't be who I am without my husband, for praying for me and connecting with me and loving me and supporting me and being my travel companion and being my confidant. I thank you. To my father, my spiritual father in his absence, Mr. Ricky Bird, I want to thank him for his fatherly guidance. I would like to also thank Queen Mother Aloya for her spiritual guidance in helping navigate me on this journey. I would like to also thank my community for supporting me, for standing with me, for we're not free until we all are free. We must continue to stand with our LGBT youth, advocating for supportive services such as medical, mental health, housing for our LGBT youth. Our youth are 4 times likely to commit suicide because of bullying, viral bullying, and harassment, maligning systems of hatred. And I want you to do some homework on that. Maligning systems of hatred our youth are faced with through this current administration. Our youth will continue to be our plight in making sure that our youth are supported, that they are in supportive spaces, and that they are safe. Our youth are our future, and our youth need to be protected. And for this wonderful city that has blessed my life, that has transformed my life, I want to say thank you.
One more time for Ms. Peaches Banks, everyone, 30 years of service. And lastly, I just want to say thank you to all of you for being here with us and joining us for the Trans History Month celebration, the 5th annual Trans History Month celebration here in the city and county of San Francisco. August is a hot month. I can already feel it in here. I wish you all an amazing Trans History Month. Go and celebrate. Go to Expansive this week with the Transgender District. Support trans people. And once again, thank you for all that you do for the city, for keeping it queer and trans right here in San Francisco. Have an amazing Trans History Month.